Thank you for calling Orange Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could go ahead with your name, please.
Say it again.
This is Abigail from Orange Fiber. Could I have your name, please?
Martha Gershon.
Marissa, how can I help you today?
We might be interested in getting the service. We're in Rhinebeck. Wanted to
Okay.
find out a little more about how much it would be and what we get.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions for you. You said you want to know the costs of the internet?
Well, I now have Spectrum, and that's for internet, Wi-Fi, and we have a landline phone.
Okay. All right,
So,
so
what are you giving me that's better?
okay, so we do have both internet and phone. So for our lowest plan, we do have the 1 gig fiber internet where you'd be getting 1,000 megabytes per second download and the same amount for the upload speed as well. And the cost for that, it's $79.99 per month.
Okay, I have a card here that says $69.99.
That is correct. So currently we do have a promotion that is going on where if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and do paperless billing, then it would carry it
And
down
oh,
to
paperless, yeah.
you
Okay.
carry it down to $69.99 per month. What you're seeing is what you're paying. The taxes are already included in the price. The installation is free. You don't have to worry about any rental fees, and then we do have the phone service, the landline service, and that would be an additional $24.99 per month. So if you were supposed to
Okay,
get
so you
the
already said that internet and telephone, didn't you say it was $79.99 but reduced to 69? So that number is just for internet. Is that what you're saying?
internet price is $69.99, but for the phone, it is $24.99 per month.
Okay. Now, how does that capacity compare with Spectrum in terms of megabytes or whatever?
May I ask how many are you getting now as it relates to the speed?
Well, if I knew that, I wouldn't be asking you. I don't know. What's the typical? Let's see. How do I
Most
find that out? Yeah.
times, based on what I've heard, it's like about 300 megabytes per second, or under, and we'd be offering technically more than 3 times the amount of speeds. Also, a good thing to note as well, it is underground. Archtop is underground. The fibers are underground, which makes it a lot more reliable and not susceptible to like weather conditions.
Right.
And it would be, being that it's fiber, it would be traveling almost to the light of speed. The speed of light, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, can someone come out and we can look at where it might go and how that might work?
Oh, so usually what happens if you do sign up for service the day before, the technician would come out to the location just to determine the best way to connect your service. If you do have a specific location that you'd want your modem and router to go, the technicians would also accommodate that for you.
I see. You have to sign up first. I would have to sign up first before someone can come out and tell me how it might work. Is that what you're
Yes.
saying?
Well, it depends on your location. Is it a case that it's far off the road? Is it close by?
No, it's right. It's right on the road. I'm in the village.
Okay. And you're asking if it's a case that you could get someone to let you know where the connection would be?
Yeah, and how
Okay.
that would, yeah.
So usually, as I said, so once they do connect, so there's a drop cable that they need to connect from the street to your home, and they would either do aerial or burial depending on your landscape. And if it's a case that
I would want burial in a conduit because I
okay,
do a lot of gardening.
so then they can definitely do the burial. We always opt to go for the burial, and then once they do the burial, they would run the Once they do make the connection to your home, they would run it at the side of your home into your home to connect to the modem.
So
And any
doing it in a conduit isn't the problem.
No, that's not the problem because that's how we do our services.
I see. Okay. Because some people have, some of my neighbors, you've just buried the wires, like a few inches under the ground, which is not acceptable to me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's completely fine. And we can also meet the
Okay.
notice to let them know that you'd want it to be through a conduit. That's fine.
Okay, well, let me give the anything else I should know about this?
Just basic facts. The price is guaranteed for 2 years. The equipment is free, so you don't have to think about any rental fees, and there's no contract. So you have 30-day guaranteed. It's risk-free.
Okay. So it's 1,000 megabytes, and what else? You said something else at the beginning there about the capacity or the what I get. Can you go over that again?
So for the we have two services available for the internet. We have the 1 gig fiber internet and the 2 gig fiber internet. The 1 gig fiber internet you can get for $69.99 per month with doing auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing. The same amount that you're getting for the download speed, you should be getting 1,000 megabytes per second download. You'd be getting the same 1,000 bytes per second upload. With just to reference with other telecommunication service, if you are getting about 300 megabytes per second download, you'd be getting like a under 20 megabytes per second for the upload speeds. So it would be great in that capacity. So it's great for persons that do a lot of streaming, watching television, gaming, and also if you do have like smart home appliances at your home.
And the 2 gigs, is that, more than most people need?
Well, it depends on how big your home is. So if it's the case that you do have a lot of different devices being connected, we usually recommend our customers to get the 2 gig internet just because it creates a larger bandwidth. So each person would be able to use the internet a lot more efficiently.
Okay, but we don't have that many, so I think 1 gig is probably sufficient. All right, let me think about it and I'll let you know. Thank you so much.
No
Bye-bye.
problem. Is there anything else I can assist with?